Welcome to Believers Academy, and this series is about God's love. My name is Wendy, and this is Lesson 1. We're going to go over three truths about God's love. First, we'll learn that God is love. Second, we'll look at the qualities of love. And third, we'll see that God's love is so much a part of Him, it's expressed through His descriptive names. Get a pen and paper to take notes as you study this lesson. You can pause or go back at any time if you want to hear a specific point again. Also, there are study aids such as a quick study guide and an action plan located below this video. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's begin with the first truth. God is love. We know this is true because the Bible tells us in 1 John 4:8, "For God is love." 1 John 4:16 says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love." God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Just like God is greater than man, the love of God is so superior to man's understanding of love that it is almost impossible to describe. This is not friendship or romantic love. It is the love of God Himself, the creator of the universe. Love is the center of true Christianity. It is the key that causes every other spiritual principle to work in our lives. In the Old Testament, when it talks about God's love, the original Hebrew text is used, keshed. It's often translated as mercy or loving kindness. That's because in the Jewish mind, God, the love of God, His mercy, His loving kindness, His goodness, and His glory were very practically synonymous. The word glory in Hebrew means to be heavy with everything good or godly. The Jewish people understood that it is the goodness of God's love that would deliver them, bless them, and bring them victory. That's why in battle, when they depended on the glory of God to go before them and defeat their enemies, they would proclaim, "For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever." In essence, they were shouting, "God is love." So knowing that God is love, let's look at some of the qualities of godly love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but it rejoices whenever the truth wins. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Prophecies and speaking in unknown languages and with special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever." These verses give an insight into God Himself. In fact, since we know that God is love, one valuable way to look at these qualities is to put God's name in the place of the word love each time we see it in the Bible. The scripture not only becomes a description of God and how He loves us, but it is also how we're to love others. So let's read it this way. God is patient and kind. God is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. He does not demand His own way. He is not irritable, and He keeps no record of being wronged. God does not rejoice about injustice, but He rejoices in the truth. God never gives up. He never loses faith. He is always hopeful, and He endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and with special knowledge will become useless, but God will last forever. That immediately straightens out some of our religious misconceptions, doesn't it? Saying that God is patient and He's kind, for example, dismantles the idea that many people have that God is a quick-tempered tyrant sitting over there with a hammer ready to knock them in the head every time they do something wrong. According to these verses, that is not God's nature at all. He's not irritable and quick to get mad. He continues to work with us. He hopes in us and thinks the best about us, even in the worst times. God will put up with us when no one else will. He will stay with us to the very end. God's love isn't selfish or jealous like human love can be. He doesn't demand we do what He says so that He can be in control. God desires us to put Him first in our lives because He loves us, and He knows that no one else can take care of us like He can. No one else can fully meet our needs. He knows that if we turn our hearts away from Him, we'll suffer pain and lack. We'll miss out on the wonderful blessings He has provided for us. For that reason, God wants us to obey Him and do things His way. It's not because He's a dictator or He likes to call all the shots. It's because His way is the right way. And when we choose God's way, it will only benefit us, prosper us, and satisfy our heart's desires. God's boundless love so staggers the imagination that our minds cannot understand it. We need God's love and the revelation of God's love to truly see Him as He is, as love. As we open more and more to His love, we will invite Him into every corner of our lives and give ourselves more completely than ever to Him, the God who is love. The fact is, you can see all through the Old Testament how God identified Himself as the God of love. His name in the Old Testament is Jehovah, and He expressed Himself as the God of love by joining that name with the other covenant names to show us what His love will do for us. Let's look at some of those names. In Judges 6:24, He is called Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord is our peace. Since the Hebrew word for peace carries the idea of wholeness with nothing missing and nothing broken, He identified Himself as the God who makes us whole, who restores what's missing and redeems what's broken. In Psalms 23:1, God called Himself Jehovah Ra, which means the Lord is my shepherd, because He wanted us to know He will care for us and guide us. He will lead us to green pastures and beside still waters, and protect us so fully that we'll never have to fear. In Genesis 22:14, God called Himself Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, so we will never have to worry about shortage or lack. We can be sure that when we call on His name, He will always supply our needs. In Exodus 17:15, by calling Himself Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, He will let us know that we will never have to fight our battles alone. When the enemy attacks, He will use His mighty power to fight for us and bring us victory. In Jeremiah 23:6, God called Himself Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, and delivered us from sin. In Exodus 15:26, He called Himself Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our physician, and provided healing for all our diseases. In all these covenant names and more, God revealed to us that He is the God of love. He made Himself known as the supreme giver of peace, the supreme shepherd, the supreme provider, defender, redeemer, and healer of all who would call upon His name. No other so-called God, but God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, can be called the God who is love. Congratulations! You've completed lesson one, God is love. Let's quickly review what we've talked about. First, God is love. And to get a better understanding of God, we looked at the qualities of love. Finally, we can see God's love demonstrated in His names throughout the Bible. Well, when we meet again, here are some things you can do in your personal study time. Begin exchanging the words God and love as you read the Bible. See how that changes your thinking. Name some of God's qualities that express His love towards you. And review some of God's names and how their strengths benefit you. Be sure to come back for the next lesson, What God's Love Does For You. We'll see His love is directed towards you. Oh, and don't forget, download the study documents. Come back again soon, and remember, Jesus is Lord.